This is a stage which we are approaching, and it is required for us to take a stance in this regard. And also on this occasion, we must once again salute. In February we had the storms, and there are many names we're not able to memorize them in the cold and in the snow. The people, our youth, our fighters were in the mountains, 1,500, 2,500 meters high. The members of the resistance, the army, on the other side, the generals and the soldiers of the Syrian Arab army, and also the fighters of the resistance, those who are present in this area, those who are preventing the terrorist assaults and the sending of booby-trapped cars to the different Lebanese areas. On this day, the day of the leaders of the Martis, we salute them and we express our appreciation for their steadfastness in front of the snow and cold. Number four, on the annual anniversary of Hezbollah's understanding, memorandum of understanding with the Free Patriotic Movement, because this also took place in February, it's becoming clear day by day, it's becoming clearer the importance of this understanding, the importance of this understanding and this big achievement. And also its repercussions are becoming clear regarding the political situation in Lebanon and in the region, because one of the most important repercussions was the stance regarding the resistance, which is part of all of the challenges and the results and the victories in the region. We call for further enhancing this relationship between Hezbollah and the Free Patriotic Movement, further enhancing these ties, and we call for putting together similar memorandums of understanding in the country. We understood back then that this understanding could expand and other understandings could come about. Maybe there are some sensitivities or some protocols, let's put them aside. But any two sides, any two or three movements, let them make such understandings like this national memorandum of understanding. We might have a new understanding which we all join, which was not called one or not one between Hezbollah and the Free Patriotic Movement, but we would be ones who contribute to its signing. This is all good. Anything which increases the points of cohesion is something which is in the higher national interest. Number five, regarding the presidential elections, we call not for continuing with the internal efforts, because there are no efforts inside the country. People are sitting down, everyone just sitting, not doing anything. We call for resuming the local national efforts. It is well known how to do this and where and with whom. There's no need to go into detail. It's well known. Those who are concerned know this. And once again, to all those who are keen and intent on preventing power vacuum and on once again producing institutions or bring about the effective institutions, don't wait for Iranian nuclear file or an American-Iranian dialogue or an Iranian-Saudi dialogue, and don't wait for anything. On the contrary, well, I'm going to speak about the region later. The region is headed towards more crises, more confrontations. There are new fronts which are opening. So before we said that nobody has time for anyone, then in the future nobody will have any more time for anyone. So in order for this power vacuum not to continue for a long time, and if we indeed, as they say, as these people say, they are independent and sovereign and they take decisions in their own blocks and they vote for whomever they want, if that is such, then go ahead and let's resume the local national efforts to end this issue and to go ahead with this matter. Now, number six, regarding the government, we support the supporting of the government. We support the government continuing to function. This is a national need. There is no choice for the Lebanese except this. The alternative is power vacuum, is loss. And I don't think that anyone agrees, or nobody has a power vacuum in his interest. It's not suitable for anyone. There must be cooperation to solve this problem. The mechanism of making a decision, we will deal positively with such solutions, with some of the solutions which are being proposed. Some of them are acceptable, and we also call for a positive approach for those in the government, so that the government once again can hold sessions and assume its responsibilities. Number seven, God willing, we will continue our dialogue with the Future Movement, and we believe that this dialogue has led to good and positive results up until now, at least according to the ceiling of expectations. From the beginning, we said that's the ceiling of expectations. Now, forget what is said on podiums. The expectations are clear. The working agenda, which is agreed upon, is also clear. And part of the expectations and the work agenda, the results are good. And we hope, with the serious approach from both sides, we hope we can reach a good, acceptable outcome in the interest of all the Lebanese in this dialogue. We are continuing. Now, there are some people who are annoyed, some people who are saying things outside the suitable context. This is something which we, our people, our supporters, we must all put up with for the sake of the interests of the country. Now, in the last point regarding Lebanon, we also once again repeat our support for any dialogue between any Lebanese components. Whatever be the main subject of dialogue, whatever be the result of the dialogue, even if they are small results, that's the best mechanism we have, now as Lebanese. Now, let's address issues in the region, but as a prelude from Lebanon, there is a very important issue which I hope we can take a look at. Ever since, or for decades, during the period which we were present, the period which we observed, up until today, there is a disagreement in Lebanon between two camps. You're hearing this in the celebrations on different occasions. One language says that we want Lebanon separate of the region, separate from the events of the region. We want to be disassociated from everything taking place in the region. We don't want to intervene in the affairs of the region. This is one rhetoric, one approach. But these are nice words. Beautiful. Now, regardless of whether or not he who says this is committed to what he's saying, I'm speaking in theory. Theoretically speaking, there is an approach which says not to intervene politically or in the media or militarily or on the battlefield. Disassociation, Lebanon cannot put up with it. And Lebanon's circumstances are very difficult and complicated. Its complications are in a certain manner. So Lebanon must be disassociated, and we must not push Lebanon into any axis of those axes which exist. This is one approach. Once again, I say, he who says this, whoever he may be, there are many who say this, are they part of an axis or not? Or are they intervening in the affairs of the region or not? That's something else. But the second theoretical approach says that's impossible. What you're saying is nice, nice words, but allow me to say this is just poetry. Nice words and poetry. But it's unrealistic. Reality says something else. The land, the battlefield, the historical facts, the geographical facts, the demographical facts, security, living, everything. The same goes just like nature. When the hurricane is coming and when the hurricane brings with it ice, you can't say, we as Lebanese say, you hurricane, stop. These are your borders. We are disassociated from hurricanes or ice or snow or rain. We have our own rain, we have our own climate, and we are part of heaven, and we don't have anything to do with anyone else. Where can you say this? Is this realistic? Is it correct? Lebanon, whether the Lebanese like it or not, Lebanon was always affected by what was taking place in the region, the establishment of the State of Israel and Palestine had very large repercussions on Lebanon and the region. Everything which took place in the region affected Lebanon. Nobody can say, stay away. We don't want to be affected by these repercussions. You can't. Here, this is where we speak about sanity and insanity. What is the truth? What is reality? That's reality. On the contrary, today Lebanon is affected by what is taking place in the region more than any time before. Today, Lebanon's fate is not decided only in Lebanon. Today, Lebanon's fate and Syria's fate and Iraq's fate and Jordan's fate and Egypt and Libya and Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and Yemen, etc., etc., their fate is all decided in the region as a region. Now, there is no fate decided in the country itself. There is a region which has come about once again, which has been shaken. I'm going to speak now very clearly. It has been shaken upside down. And he who wants to decide the fate of Lebanon must be present regarding the fate or in the fate of the region. And he who is absent from the fate of the region then is telling others, you must decide our fate. We cannot do anything. We will not be able to do anything. Is this appropriate? Is it correct? Today, the fate of the countries of the region is decided in the region. And I'd like to even add, the fate of the world is decided in the region. Later, I'll speak about ISIL and Libya and Italy and Europe. Now, the region today, in light of these events, it will be decided, will these entities remain or not? In light of these events, will these people remain to exist or not? Will things remain as are, or are we headed towards destruction for years or for decades? What is the future? All of this is being decided in the region. The peoples, the entities, and the whole world is affected. Nobody can say, I'm Lebanese and look away. No. Here, it's not about an ideological school or political side. No, it's the fate of our people, the future of our generations is involved. Previously, I'd like to make a joke here. We had a problem. When we speak with one another as Lebanese, we must convince each other as Lebanese that Lebanon is part of the Arab region, part of this area, Middle East. They say no. We, Lebanon, we are an island in the Pacific and we are living very calmly and we don't have any concerns. Now it's even more negative. Now we have to convince some Lebanese and say that Lebanon is part of the planet and not part of Mars. Today, the whole world, the whole planet is being affected by what is taking place in the region. The whole planet. So, this approach was always a subject of disagreement, which leads to more disagreements. This is our approach because we consider this as something related to fate. What is taking place in the region is related to the fate of Lebanon, the dignity of Lebanon, the security of Lebanon, the people of Lebanon, the economy of Lebanon. You can't isolate Lebanon from the events and developments taking place in the region.